Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, November 21st. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, former A&M Commerce Political Science Department head, Charles Elliott. Birthdays: Voltaire, the Enlightenment philosopher, born on this day in 1694. The great Stan Musial, St. Louis Cardinals first baseman and outfielder, born on this day in 1920. Goldie Hawn is 68 today. Troy Aikman is 47. On this day in history, in 1877, Thomas Edison announced his invention of the phonograph.
The first words I spoke in the original phonograph, a little piece of practical poetry. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
On November 21st, 1973, the attorney for President Nixon announced the existence of an 18-and-a-half-minute gap in one of the Watergate tapes. David Frost later asked former President Nixon about the gap.
What did Haldeman tell you during the 18-and-a-half-minute gap?
Haldeman's notes are the only recollection I have of what he told me. My recollection was that the notes check the EOB to see whether or not it's bugged. Obviously, I was concerned about whether or not the other side was bugging us.
EOB referred to Nixon's so-called hideaway office in the executive office building next to the White House. In 1980, an estimated 83 million viewers tuned in to the CBS primetime soap opera Dallas to find out who shot J.R. Linda Gray as Sue Ellen Ewing.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R. Then the next morning while I was showering, you hid the gun in the closet.
Number one on the charts this day in 1967, at the height of psychedelia, the Strawberry Alarm Clock and Incense and Peppermints.
Good sense, ill sense, cripple mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, fires, frightens, clutter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
On the KETR events calendar at the Cooper Lake State Park on Saturday night, the wonders of the night sky. Have you ever wanted to look at the surface of the moon or see all the stars you missed because of the lights in town? Join with a park ranger and see what you've been missing. Call 903-945-5256 for more information, 903-945-5256, or see events at KETR.org. The wonders of the night sky, starting at 7:30 Saturday night at Cooper Lake State Park. The opinions of Charles Elliott are not necessarily those of KETR. Other political commentators also are heard on the Blacklands Cafe. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Charles Elliott, the former head of the Political Science Department at A&M Commerce. Charles, a commentator at large on the political scene who visits with us now and again on the Blacklands Cafe. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Charles, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, obviously has been the number one item on the political agenda the past several weeks. What's your point of view on it?
Well, in general, I find it difficult to understand why there has been so much opposition to virtually any proposal to incorporate 35-40 million people in this country who are not covered by health care. That just doesn't square with me. I mean, if there is a problem, a serious problem there, and it needs to be approached. In February of 2009, Mitch McConnell, I guess he was majority leader then,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Right.
In the Senate, declared that it was his goal and that of the Republican Party to see that Obama served only one term in office. That was after less than a month in office. And that's always kind of puzzled me. The more successful presidents have generally found ways, and the congressional leadership, to work together. Harry Truman had a lot of trouble with the Republican-dominated Congress, 47-48, but they managed to get some things done. I don't understand the vitriolic approach to this thing that it's taken.
Mm. Don't you recall, though, that I recall when Reagan was in office that there were bitter things said by Democrats against Reagan at that time, and certainly when George W. Bush was in office there was a lot of bitter opposition to him as well.
I don't recall that it was as intense as it's been with this one. Maybe it was, and I just don't remember. Mm. I'm of the opinion that a part of this has to do with racial matters. I think there's a residue there.
You raised the question about health care. We have a certain number of people who don't have health care. Let's do something about that, provide them with health care. Let me ask you this, and my facts may be off here. My numbers may be off a little bit. As I understood it when we started this debate about health care, we had about 85% of the country with health insurance, about 15% without. That's the numbers that I have heard. So the question would be, why not deal with the 15%, if that's the number, who needed health insurance, and as much as possible leave the other 85% alone?
Well, I think that's been basically what they've tried to do. I think your numbers are good. I think that 85-15 is basically what I remember. The obvious thing to do, it seems to me, would have been to extend Medicare to cover the 15%. Mm. But the nature of the beast being what it is, that is, you've got a lot of different interests to be served here. And one of the interests to be served is the insurance industry, the health insurance industry, and the health providers. And I think that's one of the things that said, let's make it a broader program. I heard mentioned either last night or early this morning the business about a single payer system. Mm-hmm. That's basically the extension of Medicare that they're talking about. That's the one that makes the most sense to me and would have been, I think, the easiest to implement. It would have been opposed perhaps as much or more than this one has.
But would that be single payer for everyone or single payer just for the groups that are difficult to insure?
Single payer for those that are. Mm. Well, ultimately, it would suit me just fine if it were single payer for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there's a lot of opposition to that.
Oh, yeah.
As you well know.
Socialized medicine, of course. It's one of the great devils.
Where would you go from here, Charles, if it was up to you? With the whole health care situation, what changes would you make or what prescription would you have to fix the problem?
What I think they need to do is just stay with what they've got. Actually, there's no particular deadline for getting this done. Now, there's some problems with people whose policies have been canceled. And I'm not at all sure what we can do about that. Perhaps some behind-the-scenes conferring between the president and leaders of the insurance industry, we could patch something together. But I'd just go ahead with what they're doing, get this thing straightened out, get it on the board, because I'm just as positive as I can be that this is a wrinkle in the problem. And once it's worked out, the system is going to go to work, and it's going to work, ultimately, reasonably well.
All right. Well, Charles Elliott, the former head of the Political Science Department at A&M Commerce, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you for having me in.
All right, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.